It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
I'm always amazed at the plants one can buy in our area of the world that are meant to live in some other area of the world. They're usually found in seasonal garden centers that spring up in the parking lots of home improvement businesses during April and May. The plants come in by the truckload from faraway places with climates that are a lot milder or wetter or calmer than ours. They're usually tagged with growing information and a zone number. And if you live in the northern part of the High Plains Public Radio listening area and the zone number is higher than a 5, you may have a hard time being successful with your purchase. Some of our listeners in Texas and Oklahoma will be okay with a zone 6 in a typical year, but there's the rub. We all live in an area where the weather often plays a guessing game with our gardens. So if you really want to buy that cut-leaf dwarf Japanese maple, or those acid-soil-loving big-leaf hydrangea cultivars, or a flat of ornamental grasses that really thrive along the Florida coast, be ready to treat them like an annual and enjoy them during the summer, because chances are they won't be back next year. Now it's time for True Confessions, the part of the show where I own up to the fact that for years I tried to bring a bit of my southern Oklahoma childhood to western Kansas. But after several seasons, I gave up on taking azaleas, crepe myrtles, and mimosa trees from their humid and sultry Zone 6 environment and planting them on our dry and windy Zone 5 plains. Although I have become a voracious reader of plant tags, I must admit that I occasionally still succumb to the lure of a plant that's so beautiful or unique that I've just got to have it in my garden. So far, I've had success with two of my favorite shrubs, a delicate and lacy nandina that I bought in central Kansas, and a fragrant beauty called Spanish broom from New Mexico. Both plants really shouldn't live here, but so far they're surviving, probably because I baby these Zone 6ers with extra care and winter protection. Both plants are also listed as invasive in certain areas of the country, but since my specimens are strangers in a strange land and I have to work at keeping them alive, I don't think I'll ever regret planting them. The Spanish broom is a Mediterranean plant that was introduced to American gardens in San Francisco in 1858. I was introduced to it several years ago in Santa Fe when I took a walking tour of the town and was drawn to the sweet, heady fragrance of its bright yellow blossoms that appear in late spring. I visited a local nursery and brought home a healthy 12-inch plant, which I placed in a protected area. For several years, I put a large diameter chunk of PVC pipe around it in the fall and covered it over with fallen leaves from a nearby redbud. The last couple of years, I haven't been able to provide that winter overcoat because the broom has outgrown the PVC, standing a good 4 feet high and 3 feet wide. In recent years, a dwarf variety that is hardy to Zone 4 has been developed, but so far I've no need of it since my standard variety is doing so nicely. The Nandina domestica is commonly called heavenly bamboo, and though it isn't really a bamboo, I've read several warnings from southern gardeners who find it grows ungainly and spreads invasively. However, I've also seen testimonials that sing the praises of this beautiful shrub, with its changing foliage colors and bright red winter berries. Like the broom, I planted the Nandina in a protected area, and it's surrounded on three sides by concrete, so if it gets itchy feet, I don't think I'll have much trouble containing it. For now, I'll just enjoy these two misplaced shrubs that seem to have taken a liking to their new surroundings.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.